Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matt Cardona is your new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. WWE offers a contract to a former ROH champion. Mustafa Ali updates on his WWE release request. That's easy for me to say. And your questions answered. There's a few questions coming already, so I will get to those. But yeah, hello. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling here on a Sunday. This is the Solo Sunday News with myself, Andrew Pollard. I hope you're doing well today. Whatever you've got planned for your Sunday, I hope it goes super smooth. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. Be nice. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday morning. I'm here. I've got my black coffee, brother. I've got an Owen Hart mug. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day, particularly if you're a fan of Matt Cardona, the former GCW World Champion, of course, the Deathmatch King, the current Impact Digital Media Champion, and now you can call him the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Now, this took place at last night's Power Trip tapings, where Matt Cardona defeated Trevor Murdoch to become the new man in the NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance. So this brings Murdoch's reign to an end at 168 days. Trevor Murdoch beat Nick Aldis at the NWA 73rd anniversary show, which was last August. I like to think that's stuff that's in my head because I'm a bit of an NWA fanboy, which is why I'm leading this news video with NWA news. So yes, Matt Cardona is the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And of course, he's taken to Twitter straight away to give a middle finger because that's what Matt Cardona does these days. That's how he rolls, man. And I'm cool with that. This is fun. This is fun for me. I think it's fun for the National Wrestling Alliance because Matt Cardona, if you missed it, he turned up in the NWA at the Hard Times 2 event in, December of last year. Turned up after the main event, which was Trevor Murdoch defeating Mike Knox. Cardona made it his intentions clear that he wanted to take the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and that is exactly what he has done. Matt Cardona is one of the most buzzworthy names in professional wrestling today. It's my close personal friend as well. Obviously, of course, clearly, because I interviewed him once last year. So that means we're tight for life, yo. This can only be a good thing for Billy Corgan's NWA. And what could be a good thing for WWE? To me, it will be signing Roxy, the inaugural ROH Women's Champion. And that might be the case. Now, we reported in... when was it? I think this was December as well, that Roxy had been part of a WWE tryout. And then more recently, news has come out this morning, actually, from the Wrestling Observer, that not only has she been part of a second tryout since then, but WWE has actually offered a contract. Now, it doesn't say, nobody knows at the moment whether this contract has been accepted, but it's worth noting that WWE's next class of the Performance Center recruits, I guess you call them, that's due to be announced later this month. So it could be that we're going to see Roxy as part of that. Now, for those not familiar with Roxy, like I said, she was the inaugural ROH Women's Champion, winning that title last year when ROH had the tournament for that belt. And then she dropped the title just last month to Diana Perazzo in an episode of Impact Wrestling in a winner-takes-all match. Only 20 years of age, Carla Gonzalez, but has been wrestling since she was 13. Started training at 13, then at 16, became a part of Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion / wrestling school, and then 2018 made a proper pro debut. One person who unfortunately doesn't look like he's going to end up anywhere different anytime soon is Mustafa Ali. Now he's on Twitter again. Obviously, if you missed this whole story, where have you been? Ali requested his WWE release last month. Since then, nothing's happened. He's one of the few people where WWE have just gone, it's sad because you've got such a talented performer. It's like, so You won't let him wrestle on your show. You won't give him anything significant to do on your show, but you won't let him go elsewhere to do anything either. It's like, come on, man. But anyway, yeah, Ali took to Twitter to say, I'll see you all in like 2.5 years, indicating that, yeah, still no luck with this release request. Reports last year were that Ali had signed a new 3-year deal. So this would kind of tie into that and indicate that that was the case, because obviously we're about 6 months removed from that, those initial stories. And he's saying he's got 2.5 years, or indicating he's got 2.5 years left with WWE. One person who's quick to respond, though, was Keith Lee. Keep your head up, homie. You're far from done. God damn, Keith Lee is just such a nice presence on social media. Social media can be a vile place at times. Keith Lee is our big, radiant ball of sunshine that just chimes in with good comments and good vibes. And God, obviously, I'm only the Sunday guy, so I've not had a chance to comment on it in the week. But man, Keith Lee, Dynamite Wednesday, that was so much fun. Just to see his face, to see the emotion in his eyes. You could tell the dude was like on the verge of tears, basically. It looked like happy tears, good tears, as we all were, because it was just... it was cool to see Keith Lee. So I'll quickly move on, because this is only a quick news stop today. But there are a couple of questions that have come in already at myself, at Culture Left Peg, and at us at What Culture WB on the Twitter. So I'm going to get to this. Three of them here that have dropped in ready for me this morning. So I'm going to get to them quickly. Frank Salinas. Morning, Frank. Are you as surprised as I am to see the Matt Cardona win the NWA World Championship? Do you think he'll have a bigger run, or will it be like his GCW run? Hashtag Solo Sunday News. Am I surprised? Yes and no. I'm not surprised that he's got the NWA world title. I thought maybe it might not have happened just yet. I thought maybe you'd maybe wait till the next show. I don't know why, because it's worth pulling the trigger on. So I'm talking myself into, I'm arguing myself here of like, yeah, grumpy old man screams into clouds. I'm not surprised, but I'm a little bit. As for how long I think this run will be, for me, I think you go with this hard. I think you have Matt Cardona bringing out the end of, if Impact are cool with it, I think you have Matt Cardona bringing out the NWA World's title at the next set of Impact tapings. Just have it with him. Mark Solid, morning Mark, morning Andrew. Thoughts on having Danhausen join the Dark Order, even though you send that application, and going after the tag title with John Silver? Hashtag this is the news. Well, firstly, Mark, where's the dog pictures, brother? I need to start my Sunday mornings with pictures of your pooches, or any pooches. Any dogs are good dogs. I say this, my cat lurks behind my computer, like ready to be like, I'm going to knock your webcam off there. So apologies if there are technical difficulties shortly. As for Danhausen in the Dark Order, for me, I'm all right. I'm cool with that. I love that Danhausen, but I think what he's doing with Best Friends and that kind of, obviously there's going to be some sort of pairing with Orange Cassidy once Danhausen's clear to wrestle. I think I'm cool, very cool with where Danhausen is right now. I don't really need to see him in the Dark Order. I think that, I don't know. Also, if he was going to go for the titles with John Silver, I think that's a little bit, I don't know, a bit of a slap in the face to Alex Reynolds. It's like, oh, you've been teamed with John Silver all this time. Oh, but we got this shiny new toy that's very nice and very evil. So we're going to just play him with John Silver instead. Frank Slipper with the next question, the last question. Sunday salutations. Salutations to you, Frank. With Danhausen being so hot at the moment, do you see Chris Jericho leeching onto him? Don't put that out there. Don't speak these words to me. I guess I'm the one speaking to him. Don't type these words, Frank, because if you're willing this into existence, but even if you don't mean to. Danhausen, stay away from Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, please stay away from Danhausen. And it appears that as soon as Eddie Kingston is clear to wrestle, because he's out with an orbital bone injury at the moment with his eye, I think as soon as Eddie Kingston's cleared, then that's obviously where Jericho's going to go. And it's going to be Eddie Kingston's popularity that Jericho's going to try and leech off for this one. I mean, I'm a big Jericho fan, man. Like, one of my all-time favorites. Long-time Jericho-holic, a recovering Jericho-holic. But just these past few months have been really rough. Like, I'm at a point where, as much as a huge fan I am of Jericho, I don't need to see Chris Jericho on my TV every week. I don't need this, the influencer... I was gonna use language then that I probably couldn't use on YouTube on a Sunday morning, but I don't need that influence of BS. I don't need the GFY. I'm so glad that seems to have dropped quietly, because that was just like, what are you doing, man? That just it sounds pathetic. I know in your head you're probably thinking it's like DTA, don't trust anyone, Austin, but it's not. The influencer thing, I don't know. The good thing about this seems that we are hopefully going to get a heel turn for Jericho. If not, then this is just another deluded I don't know, if this isn't going to lead to a heel turn, it's very much like the Cody Rhodes situation of like, everything you're doing is like a heel now. You're acting like a heel. People are responding to like a heel. Apart from that goddamn Judas song that comes out, it's like, if you scrap that, if you didn't have Judas with the sing-along with Chris Jericho party, then I think the guy would very much be a heel. But it's like, he gets that massive pop for that, and then the character work, the in-ring work, just yeah. So this is a long way around your question of like, no, keep Danhausen away from Chris Jericho. And with that, I'm going to keep myself away from your screens because it's time for me to get out of here. I say get out of here, I'm just going to close this video and I'm going to drink coffee and I'm going to carry on working for the rest of the day. But whatever you are doing with your Sunday, I hope it's a good one. Whether you're working, whether you're not, whether you're chilling out, whether you're seeing family, friends, having a nice bite to eat, or just sitting on your backside watching TV, I hope it goes awesome for you. Be sure to follow us at WhatCultureWWE. Be sure to follow me if you really want. I can't promise it'll be that exciting, at CulturedLeftPeg on Twitter. This has been the Soul Sunday News. I've been Andrew Pollard. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great week, and I will see you next Sunday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.